Let me just start this show out by saying, any person who considers themselves to be academic on the planet Earth that has accepted a carefully crafted narrative concerning Israel . Any person who considers themselves to be academic and an astute teacher and a researcher and adept in intellection that has accepted the lie and the hoax that this particular group of individuals who depict themselves as Jewish and are trying to convince the world that they are the actual people that existed in the Bible, any academic that accepts that story is not an academic at all. They are not an academic at all. They have not done any real research at all. Period. Any academic that has accepted the hoax and the lie cannot be called an academic at all. I am not going to go and choose Antonio Banderas to play the role of Confucius, for this is a disrespect of the Chinese people. I'm going to go get a Chinese person to play the role of one of their historical figures. I'm not going to disrespect the natives and go get somebody who's of a totally different ethnicity to play a native Chinese person. How disrespectful is that? But this is what we continue to allow and to accept like a fool when it comes to Western garbage and how they depict Eastern things. We don't need a European to represent the Bible in their own way. Why don't you represent the Bible in the way that it was created and crafted and look at it through the eyes of those who wrote it down? Stop imposing your own ways on the Hebrew people. Now, let me back up a little bit. Because essentially what I want to say is that this so-called Rabbi Michael Barclay, several times tried to get Candace Owens to say that Jewish life is more unique and precious than any other life, and that she is to see it this way, and that if she doesn't, then she is anti-Semitic. Problem is, you're not Semitic, my brother. You're not Shemitic at all. Your people are not Shemitic. There's nothing Shemitic about the Jewish people. Period. As an Israelite, I'm still scratching my head and trying to figure out how you came along and feel as though that you can erase 11 and technically 12 other tribes with one umbrella term. You think that Jew can represent Gad? Who told you that Jew can represent Levi? And that Jew represents Benjamin? And that Jew represents Asher? And that Jew represents Naphtali? And that Jew represents Reuben? And that Jew represents Issachar? It doesn't. It doesn't. So I'm going to say it one time for you fake rabbis out there. Close your mouth. You are not from the house of Israel. You do not descend from Abraham. You do not descend from Shem. Cut the lies. End the lies. Tell the truth. And shame Hasatan. All academics that have accepted the commonly accepted story concerning this so-called group of people that don't represent even, they don't represent Israel at all. Period. Historically, archaeologically, theologically, ethnically, at all. That's all I can say. You wanna challenge me on it? Set up the biggest, greatest show you can find. Let's do it on Fox. Let's do it on ABC. Let's do it on CBS. Let's do it on HBO, Cinemax, BBC. I don't care what channel or what program you want to do it through. Let's do it through Disney. Let's do it through whoever. I want you to explain to me where the other 11 to 12 tribes are, and what tribe do you come from, because you don't come from Yehuda. Period. At all. Period. At all. There is no academic support for a white, Caucasian, European, non-melanated, German, Russian son of Jacob. There is no academic data or artifacts to support a Germanic nation of Israel. I'm going to say it again. There is no academic data or artifacts to support a Germanic nation of Israel. But not only that, the southern kingdom consists of three tribes: the Levites, the Levim, Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, and then Yehuda. Then you have the other nine, and technically 10 tribes, when we include Ephraim and Manasseh, Joseph's two sons with the Egyptian Asenath. Why don't you have any affiliation or conversation or identification with them? Where are they? How can you call yourself a nation when you're missing 11 to 12 tribes? No one amongst the Jewish people in the world declared themselves to be of the other tribes, because they're not those tribes. They're not any tribe of Israel, actually. Period. I asked the question before, and I'm going to ask it again. Was Yeshua German? Was Yeshua Russian? Was Yeshua Latvian? Was Yeshua Estonian? Was Yeshua Austrian? Was Yeshua Swiss? Was Yeshua French? No, he was not. He was from the tribe of Yehuda. Don't forget the scriptures, Mr. So-called Rabbi. Out of Egypt I have called my son. Where? Out of Egypt I have called my son. Where? out of Egypt I have called my son. Out of Egypt I have called my people. From under who? From under Pharaoh. And Pharaoh was what? African. According to Western standards. So, this is what we have. Was Paul German? Was Abraham German? Was Moses, the prince of Egypt, German? Hey, Rabbi, what does the term Shemitic mean? Who is Shem? And why don't you descend from him? Clearly, you are from Japheth. Japheth is not Shem. Like you was talking to Candace Owens. Oh, I don't want to speak condescendingly. I don't want to talk to you as if you don't know anything about our heritage and culture. Well, let me tell you something. You don't know a thing about anyone's heritage and culture, including your own. Because if you did, it would be blatantly clear to yourself that you are a hater of your own self. You can't be truthful about who you are. You need to steal and take the identity and legacy of another people because you don't have enough pride to stand up in who you are. That's exactly what we're looking at. A people who don't have enough pride to admit who they truly are, yet their language defies their story. Their practices defy their story. Their customs and traditions defy their story and narrative. Their non-melanated skin is a clue and a sign that they are not the people of the book. The daughter of Israel said, I am black and comely. Shahada. In the book, The Songs of Solomon. The Bible's not dumb and ignorant of skin color. The prophet asked, can the Ethiopian change the color of his skin? What does the word Ethiopian mean? It means black. What does the term Egyptos mean? Egyptos means black. Herodotus explained that. Or as some say, Herodotus, the historian, the Greek historian, described the Egyptians. He described the Mitzrayim as black-skinned individuals, as he also described the Athenians, the Greeks, as also being black-skinned. And the Carthaginians as being black-skinned. Egyptos. Ethiops. They all mean black. Ham. You know Ham in the Bible? Signifies warm and also black. Interestingly, the Shemites always married the Hamites. Even Abraham's biological firstborn son, through the Egyptian, was with an African Kemetic woman. The child of promise, Yitzhak, came through Sarah, a Shemitic woman. But Abraham's firstborn was through an African woman. I said Abraham's first son, Ishmael, is through a black woman. Abraham married Keturah, another African woman. the children of Israel always married melanated women. They described themselves as such in the Hebrew and in the Aramaic, and it can be clarified through Ugaritic and Akkadian. Arabic is young. It's the daughter of Aramith, Aramaic. So it's the last source that we can go to verify the things that I'm saying. But the bottom line is, Mr. Rabbi, Rabbi means to teach. You don't teach anything but falsehood. So you are a charlatan. You are what Yeshua said is a blind guide. A blind guide. Who has no pride in who you actually are or your people. You're going to steal our identity? You want to whitewash our history? You want to erase the rest of our tribes and tout yourself around under the name that don't even, a name that don't even exist in the Bible, in no Hebrew scroll or Aramaic scroll or Paleo-Hebrew scroll. Yehudi does not answer for all the other 11 tribes of Israel. Yehudi does not describe Israel. Yehudi describes one tribe, okay? And it describes a kingdom that consists of multiple tribes. How can you be academic and look over such data and details and make it a practice, so much so that you've deceived yourself and the generations that come after you? You've been practicing a lie for 10 centuries, and you believe it. You believe the lies. Well, sorry, buddy, I don't. We know our heritage. We know our history. We know our genealogy. We know our family tree. We know where we truly come from, and we know who Yahweh is. You don't. I'm gonna leave it at that. You're gonna sit there and tell Candace Owens, oh, you don't know anything about our faith. You don't have any faith. You don't know anything about our theology. You don't have a theology. You are a proselyte. You don't have a theology. You're gonna come along and take and bastardize our customs and traditions. Nobody in the house of Israel wore a yarmulke. Yeah, we wore turbans, but you know what? Somebody else can do the forensic research on that, and it will lead you right back to the customs and traditions of the Germanic peoples. It will lead you and guide you back to the 17th and the 18th century. The yarmulke being a skull cap. We don't wear skull caps. And a misinterpretation of Deuteronomy chapter 22. You guys just need to shut your mouth and stop trying to twist up the words and oracles of Moses. You don't understand the spirit of what he said because you don't have the spirit. You don't know the spirit who gave it. So respectfully, silence yourself and set up an interview. I would love to talk to you on primetime television. So was Paul Latvian? Was Abraham German? Was Moses Russian? What is Shemitic and who is Shem? Who are the rest of his descendants? Why don't you talk about them? Where is all the rest of Israel? Because we know that Yahweh promised us and told us in Deuteronomy 28 that he would scatter us and have us go through captivity, which is the word slavery. He also mentioned shackles and chains, being around the neck, something that doesn't match the so-called Euro Jews. But once again, I already told you, remember, Jew cannot describe the 11 or 12 and technically 13 tribes of Israel. That one term cannot describe the other tribes. At all. Anyway, where is the rest of Israel? Where are the other 11 and technically 12 tribes? From what bloodline do Jews descend, and from what bloodline do the Levites descend? Why did the ancient Israelites and all of their fathers actually profusely choose black women for wives, according to the Bible? Why did the Shemites prefer Hamitic women? And why did they choose profusely Hamitic women over women from Japheth? I wonder what the rabbi has to say about this. Nothing but crickets. You're not an academic, my friend. Not at all. It's an embarrassment to even call yourself such a thing. Why has the rest of the 11 to 12 tribes of the house of Israel been erased from the Western Eurocentric narrative? Who are they and where are they? Who are you? And where is the evidence of you and your Germanic European people in Egypt? Where is the evidence of you in Egypt? Where is the evidence of you in Assyria? Where is the evidence of you in Babylon, in Babel? Where is the evidence of you in Parsa, in Persia? Where is the evidence of you in Put? Where is the evidence of you in Ethiopia? Where is the evidence of you in Canaan? I heard Rabbi Michael Barclay say, "Oh, Palestine has never existed in history." Palestine has never existed in history. Well, if that's the case, neither has the state of Israel. It's only, what, created since 1948? The state of Israel? It's funny how the state of Israel doesn't contain anybody from the house of Israel. Where is the representation of the 12 tribes in the state of Israel? For that matter, what synagogue on earth represents and contains and can identify different individuals from the other tribes? Why is it that you've been using the umbrella term ignorantly Jewish for 10 centuries? Even though the term Jew has only been around since the 18th century. Anglicized. These are valid questions that need to be answered. Candace Owens did a wonderful job standing her ground. I will say that. No life is to be esteemed above another. And no, there is not a special, unique anything to be affiliated with any group of individuals. All lives are equal. And yes, what is taking place in the state of Israel and in Gaza is genocide. It is populicide. It is evil. It is Luciferian. And there's so many different areas that I could come from on this subject. But trust me, the rabbi doesn't want me to go there. Like I said, the term rabbi means teacher. But sorry, friend, you're teaching nothing. You don't deserve the title teacher at all because you're teaching falsehood and lies. You're going to sit there in front of a woman who has more Israeli Hebrew blood in her than you and try to tell her about your so-called legacy? I don't think so. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. You're a bigot. You're a bigot. Well, let me tell you something, sir. You're a bigot. And let me tell you why you're a bigot. Because you're too ignorant to acknowledge the fact that you've erased the true identity of the Israelites. And you are too much of a bigot to acknowledge that you are fake. And that you don't know anyone from the true house of Israel at all. All you know is your countrymen, which are European. And face the facts and face the music. The Holocaust was an operation of Europeans murdering and butchering and gassing and killing other Europeans. What are you, dumb? What are you, blind? What are you, stupid? Are you that unintelligent that you don't know that? And don't forget that Mr. Hitler himself was half Jewish according to your fake European standards. So I guess that's Jew on Jew crime, right? Right. And then you had the nerve to say that if somebody criticizes Zionism, which is made by Theodor Herzl, a freaking Hungarian guy, Hungarian. Not Israeli, Hungarian, not Hebrew, Hungarian, not Middle Eastern or Eastern, Hungarian. I mean, you guys really are ignorant of geography and ignorant of genealogy too. It's ridiculous at this point. Anyway, we'll finish this discussion. Later on. And when we do, I'll be sure to pull out some sound bites from the interview so that the world can hear precisely what you said. And then we can analyze and forensically go through and deconstruct what you said so that the world can actually receive true light on the subject. Until next time. Let me make sure, is that all I want to say about this? Is there anything else that he said that really got on my nerves? I really want people to stop using the term anti-Semitism when there's nothing Semitic about the individuals being spoken against. No! The religion does not represent Shem. No, your practices, customs, and traditions, and beliefs, and faiths, and superstitions don't represent or define who Shem is. No, you are not genetically or ethnically related to Shem. No, there's no connection historically, archaeologically, via artifacts or anything else that connects you to Shem. So, there is nothing that is being done that is anti-Semitic. Hitler murdering your people, butchering your people, was not anti-Semitic. It was anti-European. It was anti-Germanic, which he himself was of the same stock. And I'm going to say it again. Please explain to me how thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Jewish young military-age men joined the Schutzstaffel and the blonde-haired, blue-eyed German could not tell the difference between them because they looked the same. Because they looked the same. How could you all look the same? How could somebody, you know what, we're not done. You know what, let's do a small midrash right now for roughly 1 minute. Let me make myself 100% clear. If anybody in the world wants to challenge it, please do so. Set it up. Invite me on Fox News, BBC, CBS, PBS. HBO, Cinemax, Disney, Hulu, I don't care where you want to meet. Let's do it. From the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, the Torah states, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So right now I'm going to establish for the world who has read the Bible and for those who have not read the Bible, a simple point in fact that cannot be broken. Even Yeshua said, the scripture cannot be broken. We have Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers to the Egyptians when he was a child. He disappeared for a number of years. A famine took place back in Canaan. And Joseph's brothers came to Egypt to get food and just happened to come face to face with their own blood, physiologically related brother, biologically related brother. They came before the face of their own brother, Joseph. Yet they did not know that it was him. They, all of the brothers, accepted him and deemed him to be an Egyptian. 100%. He had to take off all of his regalia and clothing and reveal to them that he was their brother. He had to say to them in Hebrew, Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. Your brother. So here's witness number one. The children of Israel couldn't distinguish the difference between the Egyptians and themselves if a Hebrew was wearing Egyptian clothing. We have this situation with Joseph and his 11 brothers. Then we have Moses. Moses runs out of Egypt, runs into the daughters of Yitro, the priest of Midian, and the daughters of Jethro go back and tell their father that, come meet the Egyptian that helped us at the well. Even though Moses was not Egyptian, Moses was from the tribe of Levi and was a Hebrew, yet the black women of Midian could not differentiate between him and his Hebrewness and the Egyptians. So, Zipporah mistook Moses to be an Egyptian when he wasn't. Joseph's brothers mistook him to be an Egyptian when he wasn't. Then we have the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts. Paul is from the tribe of Benjamin. He tells you that in the book of Philippians. He calls himself a Hebrew of Hebrews. And as far as religious philosophy, he was a Pharisee, a Parush. A separatist, one who is separate. That's what the term parush means. In Acts, they accused him of being an Egyptian that led a group of Sicarii, which means assassins. Paul said, I am not that Egyptian. But the issue is, why did they mistake another Israelite to be an Egyptian? Paul was mistaken for an Egyptian. Moses was mistaken for an Egyptian. Joseph was mistaken for an Egyptian. Herod, there you go. There's three witnesses Those scriptures cannot be broken. The matter has been settled. The Egyptians and the Hebrews look exactly alike. So if we look at the hieroglyphs, if we look at the bust, if we look at the imagery, if we look at the message in stone that has been left behind for us, we know exactly what the Hebrews look like, and what they look like is what is depicted as African. That's what they look like. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.